We bless you, Jesus. We magnify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. There is something that the patriarchs knew about the presence of God that this present generation has missed. There is something that the people in the Bible knew about the word of God that we can't fathom, that some of us don't have an understanding of. And because we lack understanding of those things, we are not taking advantage of what the presence of God brings. Listen, Moses had walked with God. Moses has performed miracles. Moses has parted the Red Sea. Then he came to God one day and said, if your presence will not go with us, we are not ready to leave this place. We have many people that wake up, whether the presence of God is with them or not, they are going. No wonder we are not succeeding. If your presence will not go with me, we are not ready to leave this place today. We have church services with our presence. We have church members in the presence of God behaving like they are the uncle of God in his presence. Why? They don't understand that the world is nothing without the presence. In fact, if the presence of God is not in this world now, there will be calamity everywhere. It's the presence of God that is denying the devil from reigning and ruling fully on earth. No wonder David, when he sins, the only thing he asks that, oh Lord, cast me not away from your... You can take everything. You can deal with me. You can hit me. You can punish me. But one thing, oh Lord, your presence. Don't let it leave me. Your presence. They know something about the presence. They know when the presence of God is no longer available, there is calamity waiting to happen. They know. They know. That is when, why, when the Bible says Adam and Eve hid from the presence of God, you know Allah is about to happen. Wahala is about to happen. Jonah ran away from the presence of God. Wahala is about to happen. If you don't have the presence, if you are not in the presence, wahala, tragedy, calamity is about to happen. They know something about the presence. They know. When the Ark of the Covenant was stolen or taken over by the Philippians, when that woman was about to give birth and he gave birth, he called the name of the child, Ichabod. He said, the glory has departed and Israel has become nothing. Sir, man, without the presence of God, you are alive the dead. Without the presence of God, you are meat in the hand of the enemy. Without the presence of God, you are nothing. You are not better than an animal without the presence of God. They understood these things. We don't. So even when we are where the presence is, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to take advantage of it. We don't know how to be in the presence, wherever we are, for advantages. Can we pray together? May I never leave your presence, Lord. Can I hear you pray? May I never. Cast me not away from your presence, oh Lord. Take my Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Renew our eyes, Spirit. Cast me not away from your presence, oh Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Renew our eyes, Spirit within me. I am dead without your presence. I am nothing without your presence. It's over for me without your presence. For without you, I am nothing. Dead, out, useless, non-entity. Without your presence, we thank you. When we talk about the presence of God, what do we mean? Quickly, is God, the presence of God, is God exerting his influence in a way we can discern? You can just discern that there's an influence of God around you. When we talk about the presence of God, what do we mean? We mean the person of God revealed to us at a specific time. The person of God revealed to us at a specific time. The Baker's Bible Dictionary defines the presence of God as a close and personal encounter with God. Close and personal encounter with God. The presence of God is a felt sense of his being, a felt experience, a felt encounter, a felt atmosphere, a felt knowing. There many of us, our experience is like that of Jacob. After the Lord appeared to him in a dream and he said, "The Lord is here, and I did not know." May that not be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Are we here? Listen. One of the greatest promise and words of comfort in the Bible is, "I am with you," or "I will be with you." Look, take up any child who under normal circumstances cannot insult you, cannot abuse you, cannot talk to you anyhow. Check him up. If he wakes up one day and starts pointing at you and talking to you anyhow, there is somebody beating a drum for him at the back that is dancing it. Most likely his father is behind. Most likely his uncle, heavyweight champion of Nigeria, is something. So he wants to prove and test the father, the powers of his father, knowing fully well that somebody is backing him up. So when the Lord comes and says, "I am with you, and I will be with you," be at rest. It is one of the greatest promises you can ever receive on earth. If God says, "Diodu, I am with you," what else do I need? If God says, "I am with you," what else do I want? And the word of God for us is that he is with us. Genesis 31, 3. Genesis 31, 3. And the Lord said unto Jacob, "Return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with you." Return, and I will be with you. A blessed assurance that no other person can give us. Listen, if the Lord said, "I am with you," forget the matter. It is settled. Hello, are we here? It is settled. And he told us, "I am with you." Lift your right hand up and say, "I thank you because you are with me. Whether I can feel it or not, whether I know it or not, whether I'm conscious of it or not, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you." Exodus 3:12. "I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that you are with me." In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And he said, "But I will be with you." Your Bible will call him Oromonise Fayati. Best interpretation. The one who sends a child on a journey. And who am I taller than here? Who am I taller than? God has seen me come. Okay. It's not because I'm taller than you. Go forward. Okay, so I'm sending my daughter on a journey. Which journey? Let's go and slap Pastor Gabriel. Don't slap him. So we are going now. Yeah. If you see some of those, you can sit down. If you see some of those big dogs following a politician, God is saying, as I send you, I am the one backing you up. So whenever he says, I am with you, or I will be with you, go and rest. And what he's telling you today is, I am with you. How can you have the best defense system in the world and you are jittery? Hey, they don't come. Pastor, I can hear a cat behind my window and he said, I will be with you. You are the mighty one of war. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man in battle. You are Jehovah. You are the mighty man of war.
You are Jehovah.
And he said, I will be with you. And you met somebody on the way and say, hey, brother, I can see blood. I can see blood. He has not seen anything. The one backing you up, no accident can happen in his presence. It's because you don't know. That's why they are taking advantage of you. Some trust the word of an unknown prophet on the street, that the word that God told them before they left the house. I am with you. Lift your right hand too. Let's just thank him. Thank him. I thank you for your promise. The promise of your presence. I am not alone. I am not alone. I am not alone. Thank you for the promise of your presence. I am not alone. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, the presence of God should be one of your greatest desires. Mark 3:14. Jesus called them that they might be with him. We need to read this. Look at this. And he appointed 12, whom he named apostles, so that they might be with him. And he might send them out to preach. Where we have missed it today is that we have jumped so that they might be with him. What we always think is that we are appointed, we are called to go and preach. Our primary call as believers, as preachers, first is the presence. So that we might be. If you are not with him, you can't go and preach. But we have many that are not with him, but they are going preaching and saying, the Lord is with me. He called us that we might be with him. And then we can go and do Uber. Then we can go and do sewing. And then we can go and sell the food. And then we can go to federal secretariat to work. And then we can go to our farm first. They might be with him. When you are not with him, everything you do scatters. First, be with him. Don't go out and run into trouble and then come back and say, I want to be with you. After everything has scattered, you now come, I just want to be where you are. Don't go out without his presence. Don't move without the assurance that the Lord is with you. The Lord being with us is an advantage that non-Christians do not have. And we must be seen to be taking advantage of the presence of God. If you understand what I'm saying, say amen. Let me hear you. The presence of God should give us the greatest confidence on earth. Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life from the love of money and be contented with what you have. I think this is a scripture for Nigerians. So, can we all read together? Let's go. One, two, go. From the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. That promise of never leave you, never forsake you, is greater, should be greater for your love for money. Listen, the word of God that is sure concerning all of us is that never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Sometimes my children are in the room working, reading, and I walk into the room and I stand there for some time. They don't know I'm there. They do whatever they are doing. I leave. Sometimes they are in the room, do whatever they are doing. I walk into the room in a way that they know that I'm there. In both instances, when they knew and when they did not know, I was there. Are you here? When he said, never will I leave you, whether you are conscious of it or not, he's there. But you not being conscious of it will not make you be able to take advantage of it. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Can we lift our hands and just thank him? Never, never, never. Can I hear you say never? Say never. Say never. Say never. Say never. Oh Lord, will you leave me? It's my assurance. It's my confidence. It is my advantage that never, 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 never will God leave me. It's my assurance. It is my advantage that never will he leave me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, let's move forward, a little bit forward. There are four dimensions of the presence of God. Number one dimension, the presence of God universally. Psalm 139, let's take from verse 7 to 12. Psalm 139, where can I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. The first dimension of God's presence is God's presence everywhere. That's why we call him the omnipresent God. So everywhere, there is God everywhere. Go with me, please. That's the first dimension of his presence. The second dimension of his presence is the presence of God during corporate worship. Matthew 18:20. And he said, where two or three are gathered, there am I among them. There I am in their midst. The second dimension of God's presence is that when we meet, God is there, whether we feel it or not. The number one thing, let's just be sure that we are not here. We are not meeting for a show. Let's just be sure we are not meeting for a show off. Let us be sure we are not meeting out of competition. But when we meet and gather in the presence, in the name of the Lord, he is there in our midst. The third dimension of God's presence is the presence of God with an individual. Romans 8:9. Presence of God with an individual. Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. 1 Corinthians 3:16. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So the third dimension is that when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit lives within you. Are we here? So the first dimension, God is existing in the world everywhere. The second dimension, when we meet corporately in his name, he is there with us. Number three, when we become born again, we become the temple of the Holy Spirit. The fourth dimension is the one that most of us think about mainly when we talk about the presence of God. The fourth dimension is the manifest presence of God. The Shekinah glory. A presence that you can feel. A presence you can touch. They say, God moved in church today. Did you see the glory?
I felt the glory. I could see cloud everywhere. I could see the hand of the Lord touching. Something came upon me in church. Something came upon me in my house when I was praying. It is the manifest presence of God. And God chooses to manifest himself anywhere he wants at any time. He did that for many people in the Bible. Listen to me. The manifest presence of God is tangible. The manifest presence of God can be felt. The manifest presence of God can be perceived. The manifest presence of God has a feeling, even though it's more than a feeling. The manifest presence of God is what makes things happen all around us. 3 days ago, I received a text from a church member about the Wednesday service. The person was not in church. The person was watching on Facebook. And then we were praying, and I made some declaration. And in the house, when she heard my voice with that declaration, she fell powerfully under the anointing and screamed. And the Lord delivered him somewhere far away from where the service was. Why? The presence of God, there is no distance in the spirit. It manifests anywhere, everywhere that he wants to manifest. I pray for everyone here that the manifest presence of the Lord shall be upon you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands up. Close your eyes. Stop thinking about tomorrow. Your presence, Lord. Can I just say your presence, Lord? Just say your presence. 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 Your manifested presence. Your presence. Your presence. Your presence. Upon me anywhere I go. Let your presence manifest upon me. Let me carry your presence. I carry your presence. Your presence, your presence. Your presence that gives me an advantage. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When we say the presence of God, it is all, it gives us some 3 advantages. How will I say it? It shows some 3 things about us. Or 4. I've taken one already. The presence of God shows that God is in us. Romans 8:31, number 2. The presence of God shows that God is for us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Be God be for us is the presence of God at our side. And the presence of God for us. Can I hear you say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Say it, let me hear you. Say that again, let me hear you. Listen, it is by scripture that God delivers us. It is by scripture that God does great things for us. And scripture says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Therefore, because the presence of God is by my side, I can't lose any battle again. If I lose battles, it's because I don't have an understanding of a presence and how to take advantage of a presence. Are we here? From today, can you save me? If God be for me, who can be again? Can I say that? If God be for me, who can be? If God be for me, who can be? Now we are going to take the second part. The things you are facing, the things that are making you cry, you are going to mention them. If God be for me, who can be against me? Delay cannot be against me. Who can be against me? Who can be? Losses cannot be against me. If God be for me, who can be? Can I hear you pray for yourself? If God be for me, who can be
The arrestor cannot be for a Jesus. For God is for me. The Lord is higher than anything in the world. I have an advantage because if God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? If God be for me, who can be against me? Hello? Who can be against me? The economy cannot work against me. Who can be against me? If God be for me, I cannot bear to survive. Who can be against me? If God be for me, unemployment cannot be against me. If God be for me, who can be against me? Who? Who? We thank you. It's time to take advantage of the knowledge of the presence of God, whether you feel Him or you don't. Have you thought about this? The presence of God is everywhere. The presence of God is where we gather. And the presence of God is in me. When I'm in church, the dimensions of what I have is different from anywhere. God is everywhere. And He's here when we gather together. And then I now come and He's with me. And then we are lifting up holy hands to Him and His manifested presence comes. And all what I do is cry. Ah. All what I do is roll on the ground. Ah, no, no be me. Oh. No, me. Prayer of God will manifest and all I will do is cry. Emotion, cry. And after crying, take advantage of the presence. You make decrees in His presence. You decree what you want in life in His presence. When the manifest prayer of God comes upon a service, is a time for you to hold on to God and claim what God has in store for you. It's not a time to cry alone. The joy overwhelms us. Emotions take over. But let it not end at the level of emotion. Many of us have been in the presence of God, manifested presence of God, and emotions have taken over, and we go home the same way we came. It is not for emotion. Are you here? It is for decrees. It is for declarations. It is for saying what we want to happen. It is for us making our requests. The manifested presence of the Lord. Psalm 46 verse 7. Psalm 46 verse 7. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. When the presence of God is with you, whatever. When the presence of God shows that God is with you, apart from God being for you, is that God is with you. Go with the consciousness this week that everywhere you go, God is with you. And if God is with you, you can't lack help. If God is with you, you don't go choosing which man should help you. You allow Him to choose any man to help you, that if He wants to use man. Are you here? The rest of this year and the rest of your life, go with the feeling, the thinking, the knowing that God is with you. And God is our fortress. Hey, my life is hid in Christ, in God. So if you want to touch me, you touch God. You touch Christ because you touch me. God is with me. The God of Jacob is my fortress. The presence of God gives me an advantage that gives me confidence, that makes me take risk, that makes me move forward because God is with me. He is with me. And He is with you. You have an advantage. Are we here? The presence of God shows that God is for us. Three forces. God is in us. That's one of it. Two, God is for us. Three, God is with us. The fourth thing it tells us, shows us
is that God can never leave us. We've read Hebrews 13:5. He said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. So God cannot forsake you. Now, let's talk something very, very important that we miss. And I need to take time to explain this to you. How then do I take advantage of a presence? Because the manifested presence of God is not what happens anytime. How then do I take advantage of the presence of God? How do I walk in the presence of God when it's not every time that I feel His power coming on me? Number one thing you need to understand, that without faith, it is impossible to please God. In the world, seeing is believing. In Christianity, believing is seeing. I am not a feeler. There are many feelers in the world. Naturally, they feel. I am analytical. If I want to wait to feel the presence of God before I know the presence of God is with me, I might wait for a very long time. So what do I do? Faith! There's something we call practicing the presence of God. You have heard this morning that there are four dimensions of His presence. He is present everywhere. He is present when we gather corporately. He is present within me. And His presence manifests. Do you understand that? Please, do you understand that? Okay. How then do I take advantage of His presence? I believe God is everywhere. I'm driving in the morning to office. Alone in the car. I look around. I see something I'm not pleased. Lord, did you see that also? Oh, Lord, that young girl. Please help her. Is there anything you want me to know about her? So that I can pray for her. A person that knows that the presence of God is with him everywhere speaks to God everywhere. He acts with an awareness that is always with him. He walks with an awareness that is always... He does not say, let me go to my prayer altar. Let me get to my room before I pray. He walks with the awareness all the time that God is with him. For you to take advantage of the presence of God, it is not a matter of feeling. Because it's not every time that he chooses to manifest his presence the way we see or the way we want. He is everywhere. So I walk with the awareness. So when I get to my farm, I say, Lord, thank you for this farm. Thank you. And I listen to instructions. Are we here? Please, do you understand what I'm saying? So when you are cooking, oh Lord, it's been a tough day today. But thank you for bringing me home today. Thank you for the strength you are giving me to cook in this kitchen. I pray that everyone that eats this food, let your blessing be upon them. If you do what we call practicing the presence, your life will change forever. In fact, when you start doing that, before you know it, the manifested presence of God comes upon you almost every time. If you understand what I've just said, say amen. Let me hear you. Are you sure you understand? What I am saying is, be alert to the presence. Be aware of the presence. If God is omnipotent, omnipresent and is everywhere, walk in a way to prove that that word of God is real and is the truth. Walk in the awareness of His presence. Walk in the awareness. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, moving in our midst. worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
You are here, working in our midst.
Worship you.
I worship you.
I want us to take advantage of what we have learned.
I worship
you.
Close your eyes.
Can you just close your eyes? Let's do this. Awareness. Can you talk to me? Awareness. I did not say pray the religious prayer you pray, the way you pray before. Pray with an awareness. Talk to him with an awareness that you are aware. He knows everything about you. He's waiting to talk to you. He's aware. Take advantage of the awareness of his presence. Take advantage of the awareness. Talk to him. Oh, you are always with me. Oh, you are always by my side. Even in the office, you are there with me. None shall hide from your presence. Your presence is everywhere with me. Whether I feel it or not, I thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Your presence. Your presence is all I need. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Angels bow. Heaven and earth adore you.
Angels bow before you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth adore you. Angels bow before you.
You are beautiful.
You are beautiful. Heaven and earth.
I don't just
bow before you.
You are beautiful. Hello. The presence of God is with us everywhere. It is our awareness that is not sharp. So by faith, by intentionality, by our own consciousness, we walk and act that is with us. And indeed, he is with us. Angels bow before him.
Heaven and earth adore him.
Religion has not made us to take advantage of the presence of God. Some of you, it's only in your house that you pray. It's only in the church that you pray. You are not aware outside your family altar and devotion and the church. Sir, ma, how many things in life happens to you in church and at family altar? In church and family altar, for some of us, it's 5 hours in a week. The other hours, God is not there. You are not taking advantage. When you come to church, you come to be equipped. You come to be taught. You come to be sealed. When you leave, you go to be champions, to rule, to reign, to take advantage of the things of God. What we do in church is housekeeping. That is not where the battle is. That is not where we manifest His presence. That is not where the great powers are done. How long are we spending here now? 1.5 hours and then what? So people leave God and face challenges and they don't know what to do. They have forgotten that where the challenge is, the presence of God is there. Oh Lord, this thing that looks like a mountain. What about it? What do I do about it? I receive wisdom. I hear your voice. I receive your wisdom. Psalm 114. He said the mountains tipped at the presence. Obstacles are removed at the presence. Your non-awareness of the presence of God everywhere is the source of your weakness. Are we here? Hello, are we here? Be aware of His presence everywhere. Bow down your heads. Let us pray. The presence of the Lord is only for His children. Only. Only. God is not for everybody. God is for His children. The presence of God is only for people that have given their life to Christ. The advantage of the presence of God is not for everyone. It's only for born again children of God. Without missing words, without wasting time. Today, you want to give your life to God so that His presence will come, dwell in you, be for you. Wherever you are, raise your right hand up. Let's pray together. You want to accept Christ into your life? So that His presence shall be with you. Your presence, Lord. So that His presence be with you. I give another 30 seconds. Don't think, reason up and down. Don't analyze this. The presence of the Lord is God for us. God for us. God for us. I give another 15 seconds. Another person. The presence of God. God for us. Don't let this opportunity miss you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. If you have raised your hand, you have been given a card. There's somebody at the back waving at you. Ushers, can we just help them to the back? Somebody at the back waving at you. Can you just go and meet the person there? Please just go, move to the back. With our people, they will just pray with you. Can we take a prayer? The Bible talks about the angel of His presence. Can we pray? Lift your right hand up. Say, let your the angel of a presence guide me. Be with me wherever I go. Can we pray? The angel of your presence. Let the angel of your presence. Let the angel of your presence. Let the angel of your presence be with me. Go with me this year. Let the angel of your presence be my portion. Let the angel of your presence help me. Wherever I am, let the angel of your presence help me. Say, I take advantage of the presence of God in my life. God is for me. God is with me. God is in me. God will never leave me. How can I fail? How can I lose? How can I beg? How can I be on survival mode? When God is in me, when God is with me, when God is for me, when God will never leave me. Oh Lord, increase my awareness, my sensitivity to your presence. We give you praise, we give you honor. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I ask for a fresh release of the Shekinah of the Lord upon every family in this church. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You can't know it all. Nobody can seize this place. Don't run etas keta for information that have been readily made available to others. Don't run etas keta for it later. Don't raise prayer points in the place of knowledge. Some issues don't need prayer. They need knowledge. Come get the knowledge this evening. in the name of Jesus. On Wednesday, we'll be having continuing our powerful midweek service. If you have not been there, you have missed a lot. Please come midweek. Let's pray together. The Lord will do great things. Friday, our prayer chain starts. Please, we pray only for 30 minutes for the church every month. And we are starting the chain on Friday. If your name is on the list, please, under the canopy outside, there are some people ready to register your name. And the prayer points will be made available for everybody on Wednesday, physically, on paper. And we send to others on WhatsApp. So even the prayers we pray for the 30 minutes will make it available for you. On Sunday is our last day of the month, guest month. We are going to end it with a powerful anointing service. When you are coming, please come with your anointing well, which I want to bless. And then if we can, we'll anoint some of you. Please come prepared. The Lord is going to do great things in our midst in the name of Jesus. And as you are coming, please bring somebody. God bless you. Stretch forth your hand for the blessings. Oh, can we just say, Lord, we thank you. This is the last Sunday of the month. We thank you. We thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. And we thank you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May his presence go with you. May his presence surround you. May his presence bring you security. May his presence preserve you. May his presence bring you success. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May he lift his countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. See you in the evening.